High school girls basketball playoffs began around the area last night, and it was Rock Hill beating T.L. Hanna 64-37. Nation Ford fell to Gaffney 50-26. Catawba Ridge lost to Wade Hampton 67-24. Clover dropped a heartbreaker to J.L. Mann 61-58. Riverside over Indian Land 82-20. South Point topped Eastside 65-38. And Greer beat Lancaster 43-39. Charlotte Hornets star Miles Bridges had three charges dropped against him yesterday. The charges stem from an accusation by his former girlfriend involving damage to her vehicle in October of last year. According to the ruling, Bridges' girlfriend gave conflicting reports on what actually happened, and the judge ruled there was insufficient evidence to move forward with the trial. South Carolina's 11th-ranked men's basketball team puts its 7-game winning streak on the line tonight with a road contest at number 13 Auburn. The game features the top two teams in the SEC. You can hear the game starting at 8 p.m. on Interstate 107. Clemson, meanwhile, is at home against Miami. Coverage starts at 6:30 on WRHI FM 100.1. ESPN will continue to be the home for the college football playoffs after agreeing to a 6-year contract extension. The new deal will see the network pay $1.3 billion annually to be the exclusive home for the games. This new contract does not go into effect until 2025, but it keeps the expanded 12-team playoff with ESPN through the 2031 season. With your Wednesday sports, I'm Chris Miller.